A minute after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. It's the 12th of Safar, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad early this Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat, and jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 12th of Safar 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, and verses 118 and 119. We continue with the dietary laws and the laws regarding what a person should consume and what he or she should abstain from. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala gave us as Muslims for all times, all places and circumstances the laws regarding our dietary consumption and so forth and laws. Almighty Allah states in chapter 16, verse 118, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, and upon those people who are the Jews, they are called Yahud. Hadu is the verb, which means that they are the ones, remember, who follow Yahuda. Yahuda was one of the sons of Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, and remember that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam's brother, Joseph's brother, peace be upon him. So وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, upon the Jews, حَرَّمْنَا, we made haram, we made unlawful. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence. Almighty Allah uses the plural to stamp his authority. Only we can do this. No one in the world can do that. I am the Khalik, I am the only Malik, I am the only creator, only owner, possessor of the entire universe. Exclusively the sovereignty, authority, majesty of the entire universe belongs to me. حَرَّمْنَا مَا قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, what we have mentioned to you, what we have narrated to you, that in before, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we informed you before. So if we say the law in Quran is Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da, certain verses of the noble Quran, they elaborate and explain the other verses. So in a case like that, what should we do? Remember that, go to that verse, chapter 6, and that is Surah An'am, and verse 146. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي زُفُرْ. See the word hadu there again. And upon the Jews that we have made haram for them, كُلَّ ذِي زُفُرْ, every animal with the claws and so forth, you know, the web feet and so forth. So the camel is haram for them, for the Jews, and the duck is haram for them, the ostrich is haram for them, unlawful for them. So imagine, why did Almighty Allah make it so strict for them regarding their kosher and so forth? ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَغْيِهِمْ, that is, we punish them because of their rebelliousness, because of their disobedience. So for us, our dietary laws are a mercy, because we belong to the ummah of Rahmatul Lil Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are the international global community, and we belong to the master the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe. For the Jews, they rebelled against Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, against Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them. And they rebelled against Almighty Allah. So action and reaction. So Almighty Allah punished them. Chapter 6, verse number 146. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ. And we did not oppress them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. And they are the ones, remember, that continued with the injustice and with the rebellion, continued with the oppression and transgression. So Almighty Allah states, مَا قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. That what we sent to you before and related to you before regarding the Jews, but they are the guilty party. They always want to play the victim and so forth. You know that if you travel in different parts of the world and you study the kosher industry, one thing makes a mockery of their dietary laws. This is the Jutlas and the Jews, that they are so strict when it comes to kosher, but they have kosher alcohol. So you must remember that. So that pours water over everything. Islam came and said, anything to do with alcohol intoxicants, totally, absolutely haram. And today that was going on, that there's only 1% and 2% and 3% alcohol. So all that is haram in Islam, irrespective who passed the fatwa and so forth, is permissibility. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا أَسْكَرَ كَثِيرُهُ فَقَلِيلُهُ حَرَام. That whatever intoxicates in large quantity, remember one drop of it, the minute quantity, also is haram and unlawful. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Almighty Allah is addressing me and you human beings. Thumma, thereafter. Subsequently, Inna Rabbaka, verily your sustainer, nourisher, provider. What is the meaning of Rabb? The day we were born, 5 years, 20 years, 50, 100 years ago, we had no teeth. Then we had the milk teeth. Then we have the permanent teeth. That is Rabb. He takes us from stage to stage. Everything is evolving all the time. So Almighty Allah provides for us, sustains us. لِلَّذِينَ أَمِلُوا سُوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. For those people who committed vices. How many vices? How many sins? Leave everybody else. We are committing. So remember, on a daily basis, bijahalatin. Bijahalatin, people translate it incorrectly. That unknowingly. It doesn't mean people don't know. People are not reading Fajr Salat now. So majority of the Muslims don't read the Salat, the early morning Salat now, 5 o'clock, 5:15, 5:30. They're sleeping. So do they know or they don't know? They know, but yet they don't read. Bijahalatin an azabillah. They are ignorant of the punishment of Almighty Allah. So therefore the word jahala don't mean they don't know the laws. They know, but they do not know the consequences. Thumma tabu min ba'di zalik. Then they read a book, they heard a lecture, they met somebody, they were inspired, and then they repented after that. Since sincerely they repented, وَأَصْلَحُوا, and they made amends. All the salat they missed, from the time they became baligh and mature, they made qadha. All the fast, they made it up. And all the fast they missed, so now they kept those fasts. So the zakat, the compulsory charity, so started paying for all the years they missed in the past. So إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily your sustainer, nourisher, after that, after the tawbah and amends, La Ghafurur Rahim, then verily he is of forgiving, very, very merciful. So mashallah, we can see that Almighty Allah wants us to be successful, but we must take the initiative and we must make sincere tawbah and repent. Few announcements. Number one is, inshallah al-Aziz, today in our tafsir between 1:30 and 2 in the archives, we will be completing, concluding Surah Yunus, chapter number 10, and the ending of the 11th para, almost just the one page will be left. So remember that anybody wants the whole tafsir from Surah Fatiha right up to Surah Hud, that is 11 juz, 11 parts, 11 suparas of the Noble Quran approximately. So just send me a WhatsApp message, 071-888-1184, and inshallah I will send it to you, and that is that first 11 juz, inshallah aziz, approximately, obviously. So that's one. And then number two is between 1 and 2 there will be tafsir, 2 to 2.30 will be the report back, very very interesting, listen to it inshallah today on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And remember tonight the live Q&A on Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba between 8 and 10 tonight inshallah with Maulana Arafat and myself. And remember today is the 12th, tomorrow 13, then 14, 15. So if you want to keep the Sunnah fast, then make intention tonight that you are fasting the Qadha, if you're keeping Qadha, or if you're keeping Ayyamul Bees, then keep the fast, mashallah, that is Sunnah, and it's very, very good for a person to do so. 13, 14, 15, Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq.
Ustad, let's go to Stenger. It says, Dear Mufti Sahab, your surname defines your lineage. If I don't like my lineage, can I change my surname just as how I'm allowed to change my name, Ustad? Anonymous sister.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In Islam, we cannot change our lineage. You must remember, we only have one set of parents. You, my sister, I can ask you, how are your brothers? How are your sisters? How are your children? I can't ask you, how are your fathers? How are your mothers? You yourself will take offense to that. So remember certain things in life, that Almighty Allah made me 6 feet tall. So I can't say, no, I don't like it. Now I will decrease and shrink myself to 5 feet, or I will do something and become 7 feet. No, you just accept it as we are. So in Islam, when a person has a name that is undesirable, then you change the name. But surname, you cannot change. So your surname will be your father's name, or your grandfather, great-grandfather, the family name. So that is what is understood. I give you 2-3 ahadith on this topic, and you need to understand. The first one in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, إنكم تدعون يوم القيامة بأسمائكم وأسماء آبائكم فأحسنوا أسماءكم. Number one, that you must call, you will be called on the day of justice by your name and your father's name. My name, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail. So like that, remember, everybody will be called. So by your name and your biological father's name. فأحسنوا أسماءكم, hence choose good names. Second one, remember that Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 33, chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 5. Ud'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah. Take my example, no children. I adopt a son, a daughter. Example I'm giving. Now I give them my surname, Hussein or something. So that is not permissible. You must call them, the adopted children, by the biological father's name. And if you don't know that, then you say that for ikhwanukum fid deen, they are your brothers in Islam, you can give them the surname of Islam and so forth. So that is enshrined in the Noble Quran to show Islam will always preserve the lineage of people. See, Sahaba embraced Islam and their father was non-Muslim, Ikrima radiallahu anhu, Sahabi. His father is who? Abu Jahl. So he was known as Ikrima bin Abi Jahl. So you can't change that, remember that. And if people change it, like to today some women after they divorce, then you must remember they take the lineage of the child and the surname of the child, and then they make it on their maiden name because they are fed up with the husband, the ex-husband, the father and so forth. So in a case like that, remember there are severe consequences. Manin tasaba ila ghairi abi, when you make the lineage not to the biological father but to somebody else, فَأَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah's curse is on you, the angel's curse is on you, the people's curse is on you. Go open Musnad Ahmad and various other ahadith kitab. Remember, in Islam, the only time your lineage will go to your mother is when the child is illegitimate, a harami child, a bee, then the lineage goes to the mother. Otherwise, always it must go to the father, biological father.
I see Stanley says, good morning, sir, and Mr. Arafat. He says, yes, see, I met a lady on Facebook, Stanley. She really impressed me. But sir, we went out for lunch. I did not know that she was my ex-girlfriend's mother. So, sir, should I still marry this lady? Please advise me. And I heard you coming to Durban next week. Ustad, Stanley.
My brother Stanley, it seems that you are really a playboy. First you got busy with the daughter, now you want to get busy with the mother, and so forth and so on. So if you want Islamically advice, so you must remember all this business, remember, of boyfriend, girlfriend, just seeing somebody on Facebook and this book and so forth, all that is unacceptable. So my advice to you, Stanley, you must make up your mind and you must settle down. You must get married and you must be loyal to your spouse as well. All this philandering and being, you know, meeting this one, this one. So the daughter also, you kissed her, touched her. Obviously, that also you say she was your girlfriend. But Islamically, so remember, if you want to settle down with her mother, then according to majority of the scholars, it's permissible. So you must remember that there's no problem in that case. That is my advice to you.
I see Brother Yusuf says, dear Mufti Saab, we have opened and collected, opened a group of youngsters, Ustad, to join us for this Taliban. Can you give us a name, Ustad?
So you must remember, so you keep Taliban SA, so Taliban, the South African chapter, mashallah, so Taliban Junubi Africa, so whatever you want to, mashallah. So in that way, one advice I will give you, whenever you join a group or something, so that's very good. Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 5, verse number 2, and that is وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that you must cooperate in piety and righteousness, righteous deeds and so forth. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and do not cooperate in sin and transgression. So Taliban, 90%, 95%, they'll do good. But sometimes what happens to us, the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, حُبُّكَ شَيْءٍ يُؤْمِي وَيُسِمْ. When you love somebody, you love something, then you become deaf and you become blind. Hadith in Mishkat, right? So now, if they do certain things wrong, so remember that we must speak out against that as well. It don't mean that we just try. You see, that is a problem we are facing today. When people do wrong, I do wrong, you do wrong, now we try and justify it. That is shaitaniyat, that is. That is exactly what Iblis did, and therefore he's kicked out from Jannah and will never see paradise again. So you must remember, when we do wrong, we just did now in tafsir, make tawbah and make amends. So that is the lesson we must learn. So similarly, if you are in contact with Taliban, you see certain things are not right, you must bring it to their attention. So that is very, very important. The brother Stanley, you asked a question about my tours and trips. Yes, this week, inshallah, Wednesday night, inshallah al-Aziz, we'll be in Kroonstad. Thursday we'll be in Senegal. Friday Bloemfontein, inshallah. Saturday in Tabanchu, and next week, inshallah, Thursday night, we will be there in Masjid al-Hilal, and Friday, inshallah, the 1st of October, inshallah, for Jummah in Glennon Road Sufi Masjid, inshallah al-Aziz. So I will be there, inshallah, end of September and beginning October, inshallah al-Aziz, in Durban.
He wants to join you for lunch, Ustad.
I don't know myself anyway, so you just contact me and we see we can make arrangements where we can meet.
So can we serve non-Muslims in their organizations, like when they collect funds to erect Ustad? This is from Isipingo.
So you must remember that if non-Muslims are collecting funds for a church, for a temple, for a synagogue, whatever it is to do with their religion, then we as Muslims cannot contribute. We are inviting people to the natural home. Remember, kullu mauludin yuladu alal fitra. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. life, every child, every baby that is born a Muslim. And you must remember Allah gave them the ability, capability, capacity to remain on Islam. But now the child grows up 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهُوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ حَبِيبُنَا رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the parents, the environment, so the friends, the peer pressure, they will make him a Jew, they will make him a Christian, they will make him a Zoroastrian fire worshipper, and so forth and so on. Therefore, we are mukallaf, that we are obliged, and we are given the obligations from the time we become mature. So at the age of 13, 14, 15, that person now is mature. So he or she will now be questioned regarding their speech, regarding their actions, because now they are already mature and responsible for their deeds and their actions.
Ustad, can a wife put up makeup only for the husband? Can she cut her hair only for the husband, Ustad?
This is a three-part question. You must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that Almighty Allah states the amount of rights that the husband has over the wife, so the wife also has similar type of rights over the husband. We must remember that. But it doesn't mean and everything they are the same. وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً, the man has one degree above them. He will be the leader, the captain of the ship, and so forth. Surah chapter 2 and verse 228. Ra'isul Mufassirin, that is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who passed away in the year 68 in Ta'if, and his Salatul Janaza was read and performed by Muhammad bin Hanafiya, that he said, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu son. Nevertheless, the point I want to make, he used to make tafsir, uhibbu an atazayyana laha kama uhibbu an tatazayyana li. I also, as a husband, Abdullah ibn Abbas used to say, I must dress nicely, you know, so forth, and good nicely, impressive for my wife. How I love, she must beautify herself for me. So it shows in Islam that you, the husband, you don't go there by your wife and you're full of grease and full of oil and all these type of things. You also must come and you must be, you know, presentable. So the wife in the confines of a house, not only permissible, is highly recommended, is highly, highly desirable that she beautifies herself for her husband and so forth. So that's one issue. Second issue is this, that our women today, by and large, majority, I mean, it's no sense we fool ourselves. Majority of the time at home, they will just dress anyhow, shabby and not so good. But tomorrow is a wedding, tomorrow is a function, tomorrow is a walima. And walima is the, you know, the marriage feast and so forth, the banquet, whatever you want to call. So after the husband and wife has spent time together and so forth, so the same day or the next day, normally we have a invitation and a function called walima. So when the woman come, then I don't say all, but I will say many and majority, then it leaves a lot to be desired. Remember that. And for that, the hadith is authentic. In Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ, that when the woman leaves, when baytiha, she leaves her home and all that, وَهِيَ مُتَأَتِّرَ, and she applies the itar, the perfume, and so forth and so forth, then فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, she passes those places where the men can see her, all strange men and many strange men. فَيَزَانِيَا, she's like an adulteress. She is like an adulteress. Who said this? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi. So you, my sisters, you should think about these things properly. Remember that we quick to say that to go to walima is sunnah, to go to nikah Shari'i Sunnah and all that, but the way we go there, that definitely is unacceptable.
Ustad, there's a brother that needs your assistance, Brother Umar from Isipingo. He says his wife is a student of Deen and Alima, so she has left him because he made a statement that he told her that he doesn't see anything wrong what Modi did to the Muslims in India. And the wife says that's a statement of kufr. Ustad, could you please assist me and help me because she has left me because of that, Ustad.
So if you really made that statement, so obviously how can you ever make a statement like that? Do you know what he did? Maaf, sorry about that. So you must remember, go read about Modi. Go read about Modi, what he did in Gujarat. You must remember, thousands of Muslims were murdered after that incident. Leave us Muslims for a moment. The American government at that time said he must not be given a visa to enter into America. And you saying he's justified and permissible? Are you nuts or what? Do you know what they did in Kashmir? So you must remember that 10,000 of our women were raped, and so all this is documented. And remember, there are 8 million or so Muslims, and almost 1 million the army is there. So you can understand that, you know, what things they do. They just switch off the internet, switch off everything, and then they can do whatever they want to. So you must read Kalima again, and you must re-perform your nikah, and you must be careful what you are saying, brother, that you are promoting zulam, oppression, and kufr and shirk. That is what you are doing. So be very careful, my brother. Make sincere tawbah, read your kalima again, and sincerely, and thereafter you must remember that, re-perform your nikah. So your wife gave you good advice, remember that, and be very careful. Don't just get caught up with what the media says and so forth. Quran says this, let me just finish it on this. Surah 5 verse 82, Surah 5 verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّا شَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies now and in the future will be the Yahud, the Jews, وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the idol worshippers and the mushriks and so forth. So therefore, for you to side with them, justify what they did and so forth, 100% is kufr. Quran Kareem says, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ, that when you agree with them, then you are just like them. My brother, you better to be very, very careful.
He's asking for maaf, Ustaz.
So you ask me for maaf? I don't even know you. You must ask Allah for maaf, my brother. And read 2 rakat salat, make tawbah, read your kalima again, and remember, get witnesses, and make to your, re-perform your nikah, and read the verses, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verses 137, 138, 139, 140. So all these verses you must read, because you must remember a statement like that takes you right out of the fold of Islam. Allah protect us all. Barakallahu fiik. Assalamu alaikum.